大家好，我是 Jenny. You're listening to another episode of 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, I'm Adam. And you know what? I have a lot of opinions.
You do.
I have so many opinions.
有很多的观点啊。那今天我们就要教大家在英语里面不仅表达你的观点，而且是 do it in a way that's more acceptable to other people.
Humble.
Humble, 对、就怎么比较婉转的，然后比较谦虚的表达自己的观点吧。因为前两天正好我大儿子回来，他说他在学校说他自己的观点表达观点的时候，有些小朋友就不愿意听。后来我们就聊天，我就后来就意识到啊，因为你给别人意见你的观点的时候 It really matters how you say it.
So what did he say?
他可能就让人家感觉他说的都是对的，那别的小朋友就不愿意听他。
Listen to me.
对，那后来我就说，那你应该说这只是我的看法，我的观点，对不对？这像建议啊。所以呢就觉得今天做这期节目希望大家也觉得很有用。好，那今天我们会说十多个英语里面很常用的 phrases when it comes to giving your own opinions。所以今天这期节目的文本呢大家也可以好好的来收藏复习。欢迎大家到我们的微信公众号开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，来获取今天的文本。然后那个文本里面也可以收听我们的音频节目。那 Adam, 其实我觉得一开始我们可以先说说 opinion,观点这个词的发音、It's not the most straightforward.
Opinion?
Opinion.
Yeah, but it's not opinion. It's opinion.
Opinion.
Yen. Like it sounds a lot like pinyin.
哦，有点啊。
Yeah.
Opinion.
Opinion.
Opinion. Okay. 那给观点 you just said to give your opinions、in a humble way.
Right. So there actually is one phrase, very famous phrase, in my humble opinion.
就是我个人的拙见对吧、
right.
Humble 就是很谦虚、So in my humble opinion
Right
这个呢我觉得大家就把它当成一个短语集
Right
就不是说 It's my humble opinion 大家怎么怎么样最常用的还是 In my humble opinion、
Right Or you often see like、On the internet Or via text message I-M-H-O
哦就把它是 acronym 缩写对吧、
right.
对 ,IMHO,、打字的时候或者 有的时候 email 你也会看到
right,、yeah.
IMHO,、in my humble opinion. 我觉得这个短语呢是既正式但是也是很口语里面说也不会让人觉得 too serious, you know, too formal.
Right.
但接下来的这个我觉得就是真的很 colloquial, 非常口语的。
Thinking out loud.
对。
It's an Ed Sheeran song.
没错如果喜欢这个黄老板的朋友啊对这个说法应该很熟悉。Thinking out loud.
Right, so I'm just thinking out loud here, but then you say something.
Oh, 这是关键。I'm just thinking out loud here, 常常后面是 but.
But, yeah.
但是、所以它经常用来就是 when you are expressing disagreement or different view.
Well, I mean, thinking out loud, actually, let's think about this out loud. Like you're thinking about something, maybe something has just appeared in your brain、and you are expressing it.
So it's not fully fleshed out.
It's probably not fully fleshed out. That's why this but comes in here. I'm just thinking out loud here. The but is because I want to say it's still a good opinion.
对 just thinking out loud, 特别是开会的时候可能我就想到像一些 brainstorming 什么、大家都来发表一下自己的观点啊。
Right.
Thinking out loud 很形象嘛在我脑子里的、我还没有完全这个 develop 的这个 thought, 但是我就讲出来给大家听 right. Right? 让它 loud. 所以后面你加一个 but, 就是语气里面也有点保留就可能不是这么的完善但是 you know.
Right, exactly. If anything, that but is really,also expressing your modesty, you're being humble.、
对好那接下来的这个也是 the same idea, 就是 take it with a grain of salt.、
you should be skeptical, you should have doubts.、
就 salt, a grain of salt, 一粒盐、是吧我给你我的观点 but 就像 Adam 说的 you should be skeptical or you should have doubts, 就不要全相信因为这也只是我个人的一个想法
Right, so we could use this about our own opinions. A lot of times we use this with other opinions. Like,
what do you mean?
Like if you read something on a website、
mm-hmm.
You know, websites, some websites are very good. Other websites, the information might not be so
credible.
So you want to take that with a grain of salt.
对就比如那种什么养生类的、前两天我妈妈就发给我一个说什么加拿大有一种 什么这种食物千万不要吃，吃了以后就什么会得癌症什么。
嗯，
我看到那样的标题，我就对不起妈妈，我就不会点进去看。
Yeah,
yeah. Even if I do read it,I'll take it with a grain of salt, maybe with a million grains of salt. Can I say that?
You just did.
是错的还是比如说、
no,
这个东西真的很不可信 ？You should take it with a truckload of salt.
Yeah, sure. Say however much salt you want.
Okay, good to know. 然后英语里面也会用钱来说、like the same idea.
The same idea, just my 2 cents.
2 cents 就是两分钱、所以很不值钱哦。
Well, it's an old expression.
那他这里想说的是，这是我的想法，但我的想法也可能不重要，或者不值钱，或者不是那么 valid, 不是那么。
Again, I think it's just the modesty, being humble.But,
拙见
right, so it's, you know, my 2 cents, what can 2 cents buy you? Nothing, but actually, it's probably pretty valuable.
It's just my 2 cents.
It's just my 2 cents.
还有的时候呢，就我前面说我儿子啊，他在学校里面很喜欢给别的小朋友他的 opinion, 我就问他说 did they ask for your opinion?
Right.
他说没有。那我就跟他说 maybe you could say,If you ask me, 如果你问我的话
right.
对。
Yeah, that's a good one. Now, one thing about this phrase, if you ask me, a lot of people have asked me before why we don't say asked.
Oh, 对，因为语法上不是你那个假设的，就 if 后面，对，应该是 if you asked me, 后面用过去式。
Right, if I had $1 million, I'd be rich. If I went to school in America, I'd be rich. I don't know.
但是这里是 if you ask me, 不是
ask.
Okay, if you ask me, 如果你问我的话。好，接下来我们要看到这一串呢，都会用到 as far as.
As far as, yes, this is a great phrase. As far as I'm concerned, open language is the best in the world.
As far as I can see, we've got the best users in the world.
As far as I can tell, the boss is not too terrible either.
Oh, thank you. 所以这个 as far as I can see, I can tell, I'm concerned,就是因为只是你自己的想法吧，对吧？ That's
right.
What the as far as is
It
doing
doesn't、
here.
Go farther.
Yeah, 对，就是也是说 it's just my personal view.
Right.
对，诶，我前面刚刚说的 it's just my personal view.这个其实也是在表达你个人观点的时候常用的。
It is, yeah, it's used quite a bit. I don't like this one as much, because it seems like, this one you would have to say after, right? I'm saying my opinion, maybe the other person, maybe you look at their face and
they're not very convinced.
They're not very convinced, or maybe, you know, sometimes when you are thinking out loud, or sometimes you're sharing your opinion,You've never actually said it before,and when you hear the words, maybe it sounds even strange to you. So yeah, oh, just my, it's just my opinion.
你就是给自己台阶下是吧？
Yes, so, just my personal view.
好 it's just my personal view. 那如果说from my perspective.
Well, perspective, I like this word. It means the same as view.
View.
But it's a fun word to say, for one, perspective.
这个就是英语六级的词 whereas view 是四级的词。
So from my perspective, yeah, it's kind of more, if I can use the word subjective,right? Like, this is my opinion, but I'm basing it on my own experience, perspective.
Perspective, 对，其实也是观点啊。But from my perspective,从我的这个角度，我的观点来看。
Right.
好，那今天我们最后要说的这个呢，没有什么六级很难的词，就是简单的。The way I see it is...
Right, the way I see it. And actually, this one...Like an earlier phrase we said, if you ask me, the way that native speakers are probably going to express this is, well, the way I see it,well...
就是语气里面还是有保留，然后比较 humble, 是吧
Right, so that first word, well, is always going to be the, you know, well, the way I see it, well, if you ask me...
对对对。 好，那今天我们学到了很有用的一系列怎么表达自己观点的英语啊！我今天这个节目要让我儿子听一下。
I hope we can give you some suggestions, buddy.
好，那也感谢大家的收听。如果你对我们的节目有什么这个 topic suggestion 啊，主题有什么建议的话呢，都非常欢迎大家到我们的微信公众号，然后在今天的这个节目留言里面告诉我们，跟我们分享。那么在英语里面表达自己的观点，表达自己想法要怎么说呢？我觉得很重要，当然就是要学会自然的表达方法。就我们开言在做一些教研的工作嘛，真的就是买了很多书来看，会发现啊，就传统的这个 English pedagogy 教学的方法啊，就是一个正常人看了以后是学不会英语的。It's so technical,、mm-hmm. right? 那我觉得很重要就是对于绝大部分的人，如果你学英语，我们就是想要去自己能说、mm-hmm. 实用，我出国的时候或者你对英语学习感兴趣，你就想知道这个东西我应该怎么表达。我现在越来越觉得我们的教学，我们的 pedagogy 应该就是立足于这样的一个理念。
In your humble opinion.
In my humble opinion, 没错。好，那也谢谢大家对我们的鼓励和支持。其实我们今年七月底八月之后呢，会有很多大的提升，不管是我们 APP 的学习使用的体验，还是说我们在微信学习群啊，这个教学上面，我相信都会带给大家一个全新的更好的开言。但这么多的提升呢，我们维持价格不变，学习一年只要629，所有我们这些新鲜的内容好升级你都可以享受到。大家可以到我们的微信公众号来免费试用课程，之后呢在公众号升级，你就能够用629的优惠价格来享受一年的会员课程。 OK, thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
All right, bye guys.